You're listening to SBS News.
After years of work by animal rights advocates and even US pop star Cher campaigning to rescue him from grim conditions with no companion, Carvan the Lonely Elephant is being airlifted to an elephant sanctuary in Cambodia. Since his birth, the Asian elephant has spent most of his lifetime at the Islamabad Zoo in Pakistan. Carvan was originally given by the government of Sri Lanka to the government of Pakistan in 1985 as a result of the positive relationship between the two countries. On the 21st of May 2020, after two petitions and an international campaign, the Islamabad High Court took up the case during the COVID-19 pandemic. It handed down a verdict that Carvan should be freed, ordering the wildlife officials to consult with Sri Lankan authorities to find a suitable sanctuary for Carvan in another country within 30 days. To mark the occasion of his transfer to the sanctuary, officials, including politicians and Pakistan's climate change minister, gathered among balloons and signs saying, "Farewell, Carvan, we will miss you." Children posed for photos and musicians performed in front of the enclosure, with Carvan at one point serenaded while he snacked on some grass. Pakistani singer-songwriter Aaron Haroon Rashid says it's a landmark moment.
This started in Pakistan and went worldwide. We also want to thank the Pakistani lawyers that helped get a historic landmark judgment giving the elephants the rights to freedom. And that is truly an incredible thing.
Carvan is known to be a fan of music, and Amir Khalil, a vet from animal rescue organisation Four Paws, bonded with the elephant, who has been aggressive to humans in the past, by singing him Frank Sinatra songs. Four Paws spokeswoman Marion Lombard said that though it was never easy to move a wild animal weighing 4.8 tonnes, Carvan was responding well to training and was ready to leave.
Carvan, first of all, has been checked medically by a vet. And he has been assessed fit to travel. So after that, we decided to build this training crate that is currently into Carvan's enclosure. And we have an elephant trainer. So Carvan is very cooperative right now and is answering very good to any kind of comments we are giving him. So he is going into the crate. He is responding very good when we are making some noises to make him being aware of the surroundings and what could happen in a plane.
Carvan will be airlifted to Cambodia after training for weeks with international specialists armed with treats such as bananas to get him used to the small enclosure and loud noises expected on the 10-hour flight. Malik Amin Aslam is the advisor to Pakistan's Prime Minister on climate change and says the government is delighted that Carvan will spend the rest of his days in a suitable environment.
You can see the special container that has been specifically built for him and in which he has been trained. This could not happen all at once. Our High Court had ruled that he should be transported as soon as possible, but it took time to get him used to the facility and to make him feel comfortable inside it so that his journey is comfortable. On the 29th of November, Carvan is going to leave us, but I am happy that he is going to a place where he will spend his remaining life happily. He is now 36 or 37 years old, and the normal lifespan of an Asian elephant is around 44 years. So he will spend the rest of his life happily among a herd of his kin.
Ms. Lombard says they decided to organise an event to give the opportunity to the people of Pakistan and the government to say goodbye to Carvan before his new life in Cambodia. Waqar Zakaria, a member of the Islamabad Wildlife Board, says everyone is sad to see him go.
Our children used to visit it, and they enjoyed its company. It was the life of the Islamabad Zoo. It was life of Islamabad. And we're all going to miss him so much. And we're so sad that we didn't really fulfill our part of the responsibility to him. And we couldn't take care of him that well.
Cher is due to arrive in Islamabad later in the week to finally meet the elephant she had worked for years to rescue and to see him off. Alan Lee, SBS News.
I think Dr. Namir needs to see this.